The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 29th, 1975, in Nairobi, Kenya.
Translation: out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschi mang bhitti tat. So, to understand Krishna is not very easy thing. Krishna says, the manushyanam sahasreshu, out of many millions of persons, one tries to become perfect. Who is going to become perfect, especially in this age? Everyone is working like cats and dogs. There's whole day working for eating, sleeping, sex and defense. That's it. They are not manushyas. Ahara nidra bhayamaithananca samanna metat pasubhi narana. Eating, I eat, dog eat. So what is the difference between eating, between the dog and me? He is eating according to his taste, I am eating also. The eating business is there, in the dog also. Don't think that because you are eating on table, chair, plates, nice preparation, it is eating. The people are taking that because I am eating on table, chair, and nice dish and nice preparation, therefore I am civilized. The Shastra says that it may be a different types of taking the tables, but it is eating. There is eating the dog. It does not make any difference. You are not civilized. Similarly, sleeping. The dog can sleep on the street without caring for anything. We cannot sleep without nice apartment. So, eating, sleeping, mating, simply sex intercourse. So, dog has no shame. It can enjoy sex on the street, but we have got some restriction. But the sex is there. Similarly, defense also. Bhoy. Bhoy means to take care of fearfulness. That is there in the dog and in you also. It does not make any difference because you have got discovered atomic bomb for defense. It does not mean that you are better than a dog. This is Shastrikilka. Because he has to defend himself according to his intelligence. And you are defending yourself according to your intelligence. So this business, four business, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, these are common. Ahara nidra bhayamaitana samanna metam. This is common. Then what is the special advantage of human life? The special advantage is athāta brahma jigyāsa, jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. He should be inquisitive to know the value of life, the absolute truth. That is, the dog cannot do it. That is the distinction between dog and human. The human being, in the human form of life, there should be inquiry about Brahma, Parabrahma. That is human life. So, after inquiring what is Brahma, Parabrahma, Janma, Dasya, Jataha, the original source of everything, when you attain Brahma Jnana, Brahma Bhuta, that is your perfection. Not that to compete with the dog in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is not civilization. That is not perfection of life. Nate vidu sarthagatin Vishnu. These foolish men, animalistic, dogs and cats, two-legged animals, they do not know what is the aim of life. Nate vidu sarthagatin Vishnu. Aim of life is to understand Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Durasaya je bahirathaman. They are trying to become happy in the bahiratha, in the external energy of God, material energy. And the so-called leaders, politicians, philosophers, scientists, they are all blind. They do not know what is the aim of life. Still, they are leading the whole society. Nate vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu durasayaji bahirathamanina andhajathandhai rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudamnibaddha. Urudamnibaddha. Uru means very strong, and damni means rope. Just like if I tie with very strong rope, it is very difficult to open it, and you are put into difficulty. Similarly, we are in this material world, urudamni baddha, tied, very tight with the laws of material nature, and we are declaring still, I am free, I am independent, I can do whatever I like. This is called imperfection. So long we are in the bodily concept of life and think ourselves that we are free to do anything, whatever we like, we are in ignorance, darkness. Tamo. Tamo means darkness. The Vedic injunction is tamasima, jyotirgam. Don't remain in darkness. This is darkness. Darkness means I am this body, and to fulfill the necessities of the body is the highest perfection of my life. Everyone is trying for that competition. Everyone is trying to have a skyscraper building and 3 Rolls Royce cars and so on, so on. They think that this is perfection. Durasaya. Durasaya je bahirathamani. This material energy is protection. But you do not think that how many years I shall enjoy this skyscraper building. And what is my main business? My main business is how to become perfect. There are many animals within this skyscraper building. There are human beings, there are dogs, there are cats, there are worms, rats, so many things. So, to live in this skyscraper building, that facility is there even to the worms, cats, rats, everyone. Then what is the difference between these animals and me? The difference is how to become perfect? Siddhi, Sarup Siddhi. What I am? Am I this body? This should be the question. Athātu Brahma Jigyas. Krishna says here that ultimate goal is to understand me. Vettimām tattvata. To understand Krishna, in fact, in truth, not superficially. That is equal. Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vidyam. If you are a great scholar studying all kinds of literature, Vedas, then you must know Krishna. If you do not understand Krishna, simply study Vedas, It is useless, waste of time. Dharmasanushtita pungsang vishakshina kathasujat nupadayadratingjadi samayeva hi kevala. You are executing your occupational duties very nicely, honestly. That is your life. But after executing your duties very honestly and nicely, if you do not awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness, then samayeva hi kevalam. You are simply wasting your time. Useless. When you understand Krishna, then it is the highest perfection. Saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatāḥ. So nobody is interested. Therefore, Krishna said, manusāṇām sahasrīṣu. Out of many millions of persons, one may be interested. Otherwise all are in darkness. So what is that siddhi? Siddhi to understand one's constitutional position. What I am? I am trying to lord it over the material nature in so many ways. Is that my position? But I am failure. I am trying to lord it over the material nature as big man, as the minister or as the jamindar, as the big business magnate. And when I am failure, then I want to become God. That is another ambition. That is another ambition. So, this is not self-realization. The self-realization is that I am trying to lord it over the material nature in so many ways, but it is becoming baffled. Why? Why it is becoming baffled? With great endeavor, by political movements, I become the head of the political institution of the state, but I do not wish to die. Death comes, and it takes away everything, my political position, my wealth, my everything, family, and anything. Mrityu sarva harascha hum. Who is taking that? That is Krishna. So when we realize that I am trying to accumulate so many things, but Krishna is taking it, then why don't you surrender to Krishna? So that he may not take away your position. That is siddhi. That is siddhi, that I am not independent. I am trying independently, but it is not possible. I am dependent. I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is self-realization. That has been taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jive sarupai nitya Krishna das. The Brahma realization, aham brahmasmi, that is liberation from material conception of life, that I am not this matter. I am not this body, but I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. That is the first step of realization, self-realization. But that is not final. The final realization is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is final. So long you do not come to this position, the final constitutional position, that we are eternal servant of Krishna, they knowledge is lacking. There is no perfection of knowledge. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bahunam janmanam anti. After many, many births, jnanavan, when one actually self-realized, in awareness, fully in knowledge, then he understands Vasudeva sarvamiti. Vasudeva is the supreme, everything. I am simply part and parcel of Vasudeva, eternal servant of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudullava. That kind of perfect person, Mahatma, is very, very rare. To understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna, my only business is to serve Krishna. That is my conception of Krishna. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This finger is part and parcel of my body. Its business is to serve the whole body. I ask the finger, come here immediately. This is the normal, healthy condition of the part and parcel. Let's say leg is my part and parcel of the body. As soon as I ask leg, please take me there. That is normal. And if the leg cannot take me there, I have to take some stick. That means this is not a normal. It is disease condition. It has to be treated. Similarly, as soon as we find that we do not abide by the orders of Krishna, we must know that you are in ignorance and in abnormal condition. Madness. That is my duty. Krishna does not require my help. And still he says, Sarvadhamman Paritajya, Mamekam Saranam. That is my good. If I surrender to Krishna, then that is my benefit. Krishna does not require my service. He is omnipotent. But we are so rascal, we think, why shall I surrender to Krishna? This is imperfect. So when you come to this point, that you abide by the order of Krishna and surrender to Him, that is perfection. But they do not do that. Namanga duskitanam murha prapadante naradhama maya puritagyana asuri bhavamas. Why they do not surrender? Not because duskitino. Always acting sinful activities, duskitino. And murha, rascal. He does not know his own interest. Nati vidu sartha gati ngi Vishnu. Murha, rascal. And then naradhama. Naradhama means lowest of the mankind. This human body was given to him by material nature to understand me, to surrender to me. But he will not do this. Therefore lowest of the mankind. Now he is so educated that this is nonsense. If he does not understand Krishna, what is the meaning of education? There is no education. Maya paritagyana. Why these things have asuri bhavamas? Defying Krishna. Defying God. What is God? I am God. This is the position. This is the position always of everyone who is in this material world, and especially in these age, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, they are all first-class fools that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mandasa manda matayo manda bhagya upadhyuta prayana alpaya ayusha kalavasmin yuge. The Kali Yuga is very difficult yuga. Ignorance, they fight, quarrel. Only fight, quarrel. Kali means fight. Therefore it is called Kali Yuga. So in this age, especially the inhabitants, they are manda. Manda means all bad. Nobody is good. And sumanda matayo. Everyone has got his conception of perfection. All bogus. Sumanda matayo. Why this is? Manda bhagya. Because they are unfortunate. Everyone does not know what he shall eat next morning or in the evening. Everyone is in need. The scarcity all over the world. Manda samanda matayo manda bhagya, and still they are disturbed, so many. Especially with the increase of Kali Yuga, people will be disturbed by two things specially. What is that? Scarcity of food and taxation. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dudbhikha karopiriza. Karo means taxes. The people will be embarrassed for want of food at the same time every year increase of taxes. That is stated in the Bhagavatam. Dudbhikha karopiriza. See, those so much disturbed that they will give up their hearth and home and go away in the forest. Dudbhikha karopiriza. Achinna dardarvina gacchanti girikananam. Dardarvina. Money, wife, children, everything they will be disgusted. Now it is impossible to maintain. Let me go away. Gacchanti girikananam. So, this is the Kali Yuga position. So 5,000 years ago, when Krishna spoke about Bhagavad Gita, at that time the position was Manushyanam Sahasresha. So, Sahasra, now on account of Kali Yuga, Manushyanam Millionesu, because it has increased, the Kali Yuga has increased. Not sahasresu, and the percentage has increased, but millions and millions. Therefore, nobody is interested in this Krishna consciousness movement. There we are trying to give the highest perfection of life, but they are not interested. They want to remain like cats and dogs and suffer the consequence. Prakriti kriyamanani gunahi karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudam. This is why. So, Krishna consciousness movement is very difficult to understand, but by the grace of Krishna, it has been made very easy. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti jeko mahanuguna. It was explained by Sukhdev Goswami to Parikrit Maharaj. He described the faults of the Kali Yuga, but he encouraged by one verse, "My dear king, there is one very nice opportunity in this Kali Yuga. Kalau dosa nidhe, dosa nidhi, it is the ocean of faults. But there is one very nice gain in this Kali Yuga. What is that? Kītanādeva krishnasya muktasamma parambhaji. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from all the troubles of this yoga, yuga, kali yuga, and muktasamma, and he becomes liberated, and he goes back to home, back to God. So take it very seriously, and make your life perfect. Thank you very much.
How does a person become humble?
That he has to learn how to become humble. Tenadapi sunitena tadurapi sayo. If you preach Krishna consciousness, so many people will chastise you. The government will not allow you to go on the public street, and you'll not got the visa, you'll be refused to enter. So you have to tolerate all these things. That is humbleness.
That they do not know what to eat tomorrow. And in fact, like here, it's very hard for them to understand Krishna consciousness. So my question is, what can we do?
Go and chant Hare Krishna and give them food, they are hungry, then it will be successful. Chant Hare Krishna, let them come and dance with you and give them prasadam, they are hungry. It will be successful. It's not difficult at all. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching to the mass of people. You chant for 4 hours, and after finishing kirtan, he'll give them sumptuous food to eat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing this. So you can do this. You collect money not for your eating, but for distribution of prasadam. That is it. And if you do that, Krishna will send you. Yoga khemang bahamyaham. There will be no need. We have got about 102 centers. And in each center, there are so many people, up to 250. And not less than 50. So, Krishna is sending their food. There is no scarcity. We do not do any business. We do not go to serve any office. But Krishna is sending. 102 centers, average 100 men, how many? 100 into 100? So 10,000 men we are feeding daily. Apart from distribution of prasadam to others. So Krishna is sending them. So you can attain. Everything belongs to Krishna. He will give you supply. You have to attempt only. So chant Hare Krishna and distribute prasadam. Your movement will be successful.
What about you? Now we went out for distributing, for example, and then we meet them to chant Hare Krishna that time. And then if we leave them, we forget. Did they become beautiful?
Yes. Go constantly. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Tinadu Krishna Chena Taruru Krishna Yusunula Amanina Manadena. Kirtaniya Sadahari. The program is that we should chant 24 hours Hare Krishna. If not, as far as possible.
You said that by chanting Hare Krishna only you can go back from back to Godhead. So, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are not following the regulations, not leaving the roots, can you go back to Godhead?
Begin chanting, then everything will be all right. Begin chanting, then all other things will be adjusted. Jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesha sarve vidhi nishedha su ritayo reva kanka. There are vidhi nishedha, regulative principle. If you see that you are unable to follow, then chant Hare Krishna sincerely. Then you will be able to follow the rule. Automatically.
And sometimes I would like every time to think about Krishna.
That will save you. If you simply think of Krishna and talk of Krishna, that I think we discussed this verse in this morning. If your mind is always absorbed about Krishna, then you are going to be perfect. Somehow or other, you think of Krishna. Manvana bhavamadbhakta. Madhyaji mam namaskar. This is the chance you are giving. Everyone can think of Krishna. Here is Krishna's form. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna. Everyone can offer obeisances. Everyone can offer some fruits and flowers. This is the opportunity. Manmana bhava madbhakta madhyaji mam namaskar. these four principles. Then gradually develop.
How may we best approach the rulers and the leaders and the politicians to interest them in this?
You simply go and chant Hare Krishna.
Just the same.
That's all. You flatter them. That other day you told, this our preaching process is this. Dante nidhayatunakam padayunipatya. According to Vedic civilization, if one approaches before you with a straw in his mouth, that means he is fully surrendered. That is the sign. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati, he is speaking that with a straw in my mouth, dante nidhayatana, dante, teeth, padaya unipatya. I am just falling down at your lotus feet and I have come before you with this straw, very humbly. Dante nidhayatana kam padaya unipatya, kakusatam krityacha. And I am flattering you 100 times. Then naturally any rogue, any astral will be pleased. All right, you can speak something. If you become so humble and meek, there is no man in the world who will say, no, no, I am not going to hear. Of course there are many askers, they will say so. That I have no time. So, anyway, generally people will hear. So, when he says, all right, what do you want to say? Dante nidhayatinakam padhavunipatta takusatam krityacha ahangabhat. He is sadhava. He is again flattering. Oh, the great sadhu you are. Although you know he is a great rascal. Still, I love to speak to him. This is the process of preaching. Is that all right? You tell him, oh, you are a great sadhu. Then he will hear, yes, yes. You are right. You are right. What do you want from me? Tell me. Then you can say, he is sadhava. Sakalam eva vihaya dura. Whatever skill them you have learned, please forget. Please forget. Then what I have to do? Chaitanya chanda charane kurutanurala. We become adhered to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. There is no. So I have brought this Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes. If you kindly take this, so they will take. They have got money. And if he reads one line, he'll be perfect. This should be your process of peace.
Sir, Srila Prabhupada, I have your spirit. You say that by I must be happy or glory in the name. So, after death,
according to your karma. That I have repeatedly said. Did you not hear?
He's asking about the animals. What kind of body will they take in their next birth?
They have got evolution by nature's form. They have got evolution by nature's way. Jalajana valakhani, thavara dakkavinsati, kinvaya rudra sankaka. First of all, aquatic, because the whole world was full with water. So there was animals, aquatics. So as the land became visible, then Jalayano Lavalakani Savara Lakavinsati. Savara means the living entities which cannot move. That means trees and plants, vegetables. So from aquatics to vegetable life, then worm, reptiles, then birds, then beasts, then human beings. Then civilized man, then his chance of becoming perfect. So nature brings you up to the point of human form of life. Now you make your choice. Athātam brahma jīvaka. And if you misuse, like cats and dogs, and again go to the aquatics, or cats and dogs, according to your karma. That they do not know. Therefore they are called mūrhas. They are very much advanced in knowledge and science, and money-making, but what they are going to take the body in next life, they do not know. Mūrhā, nāvijāna. This is their advancement. Therefore they refuse to believe that there is next life. There is one solace. Oh, there is no life. Vaśi-bhūtasya dehasya kuta punarāgamana bhava. Ah, this body will be burnt into ashes and he is coming back again. They don't believe. But if they believe the śāstra, then it will be horrible affair. But therefore they do not believe. But you believe or not believe, things are going to happen. That's all. That is laws of nature. If you don't believe that you are going to die, it doesn't matter, you have to die. If you don't believe that I am not going to become an old man, no, you believe or not believe, you must become old man. This is nature's law. So you believe or not believe in the next life, you have to accept it. Krishna says, tathā dehāntara prāpti dhīras-tattva-namuhi. So your belief or not belief doesn't matter. Nature's work will go on.
Regarding karma, one does his job every day. And if he spends some time in the evening in chanting Lord Krishna, do you approve this?
Oh yes, why not? Kalpamapi yasya dharma satrayate mahatova. If you think of Krishna once, that is not going then, that is recorded. Kalpamapi yasya dharma satrayate mahatova. Just as Ajamit, at the last stage of his life, he chanted Narayana, he became liberated. So something is about Krishna is very good. And you get chance to increase. If you believe by chanting Hare Krishna you will be liberated, then why 15 minutes, why not 15 hours? What is the loss there? If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is the loss? Is there any loss? No? Why 15 minutes? Chant. Kirtaniya Sadahari. As long as you can. Now chant Hare Krishna.